This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour as we begin to presume to entertain and inform you on a conversation program that really does focus on things that matter. And that can be described differently by different people, Jay.
What's important to you
may not be important to me, vice versa. But there are always things going on that are interesting and compelling. And there's some relationship, if you will, to who you are and what's going on. And I think that's what I'm proudest of with regard to this program. We kind of get on that and stick with things. Sometimes they're wonderful. Sometimes they're not so nice, frankly. But to start this hour, I thought perhaps we ought to have some nice news. Part of it has to do with the fact that the moon is full. Have you noticed? It's a full moon and really
Oh, yeah,
is.
I love a good full moon.
Right, exactly.
Go charge and cleanse your crystals.
This is the fourth and final full super moon of the year. They call it the Sturgeon Moon. It's reaching its peak tonight about 9:30 Eastern time, so you'll be able to see it where it's dark, obviously. It'll be close enough as you go across the country for most people to see this spectacle. There's also going to be a big meteor shower probably tonight. And this is the most popular of all the annual meteor showers that you can see. Yeah, right.
It's a good one. Hopefully the brightness, I love a full moon, but hopefully the brightness doesn't drown it out. Do you remember the full moon? It was March, I believe, 1993, where it seemed so epic. It almost seemed like there was a screen or something. It didn't seem real. It just seemed so unbelievably close. And every time I hear of a super moon coming, I get so excited because I envision it being like this, and I'm disappointed every time. It just seems like it's a little bit larger than the full moon normally is, but it never seems as big as that 1993 one.
Well, we had one last year that was pretty big. As we go further into the fall, wash out my mouth with soap. As you get further along, and the sky becomes bigger, it seems. When you get into September and those moons in the fall, they seem that they're bigger. Well, they are, because the moon is closer to the Earth. It has an apogee and perigee. It doesn't go around in a complete, full, real circle. It's an elliptical path that it takes. So that means at some points better. You can get closer, obviously, vision, because the moon is almost 80,000 miles closer to the Earth at this point as we go further into the fall than it is, let's say, in the early to late spring, when it's out 328 to 340,000 miles away from from the Earth. So anyway, it's kind of, you look at this, and then you think about the astrological impact. Those of you who are like me that believe that there's much to understanding how the various signs work and the various positions of the moon and that sort of thing. So this is a full moon in Aquarius. It's something, and Aquarius is a very, it's a modest, I'm an Aquarian in part. I'm a Scorpio with Pisces rising. And my third sign is Aquarius. And so it kind of tends to make me more of a thinker, a relator, if you will. And so anyway, if you feel like you're doing things and you're it's lighter, you are. The things in the air are lighter. People are thinking more about their heart. And vacation time, summertime, people love to go into the water. And so this is a good, if you start thinking about it today, according to my astrological friends, thinking about it starting today and tomorrow, you will feel the effects of the full moon. It's water-based time. Aquarians, that's a water sign. So your sense of self will be bigger. You'll have a brighter picture in your life. This is generally speaking, not for everybody, but it's interesting to see how this, I always look at these things, my daily horoscope, or I look at things that are influential, and I try to hold on to them and remember them during the course of the day. And so what comes more to the surface for me when I'm thinking about this is that, and this I firmly believe, that we are spiritual beings in a physical body. Sometimes people turn that around. They think they're physical and the spiritual is just part of it. I just think the other way around. I think that we're, that there's something about spirit, the journey we're on, part of our journey is to become human. And maybe there are other, you don't really know, but it just feels right to me to think about it that way. All of the talk about life after life or life after death, you know, there are a lot of things that are changing that are not really understandable because they're happening so fast. Now, that seems to be part of where we are spiritually, or real, where the real world is. Anyway, so under construction, right? We're all, our lives are under construction. Things go on. We want to be stable, but we aren't. There's no such thing as stability, which when you think about it, is kind of awesome. There's no such thing as, we like to think, we try, but every day we talk about things like these three people that were killed in the Indiana house that exploded, Evansville, Indiana.
Yes.
39 yes. homes were blown up. One person was taken to the hospital, and three others subsequently died. The homes were flattened. It caused the explosion under investigation. Well, you got to think about it.
Can you imagine a house exploding damaged 39 other homes? And
yeah.
Really, thankfully, more people were not killed in this.
Yeah. So, anyway, imagine being a fireman and going into something like that. If you're not even a police officer, but a fireman that's got to go deal with something that you really aren't sure, you don't know whether it's gas, and what do you have to put your mask on so you can breathe,
mm-hmm.
the heat that comes from a fire and an explosion like this. I have more regard, and I don't mean this to sound pejorative, but I think I have more regard for firemen and what they have to deal with because it's so unknown. Although police officers, especially when they do go do a domestic, you know, that's something mm-hmm. that you never know what you're walking into there. Any police officer I've ever known said the worst thing is to go to a domestic. It's just they all, you know, because you never know what you're going to, you don't know what you're gonna encounter. So, anyway, all right. Here's, where is it? 14 past the hour. I got a couple of items here that I want to discuss with everybody about youngsters and being young and kids going back to school, what that's all about, our experiences. They're having a couple of things for us to think about. We'll get to those after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Message.
What up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All right. What do you make of this? 16 after the hour, by the way. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. A mother traveling to England from Hong Kong with her husband and the two children died on the plane.
Isn't that awful? Isn't that just tragic? She just fell asleep and didn't wake up.
Right.
And there were so many hours left in that flight, and she just... She was just there with her husband and her children. They were moving. They were in Hong Kong for her work for about 2 decades, and they were finally able to move back to the UK. And just it, she hadn't seen her family in years because of, or a couple years because of the pandemic and everything. And she was just so excited to see her aging parents. And it, that is just so awful.
So Helen Rhodes, her name. She was a midwife. She just lay unconscious, unresponsive, couldn't be resuscitated. Imagine in front of your children, you die. And you have to sit next to them for 8 hours while the plane gets to its destination. Just a dead body
so
next to you.
So traumatizing for that family.
It can't even tell. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to be a second guesser here, but would it be that you take the body and put it, you know, someplace else, so leaving the seat, put it in. I mean, it has to have been a double, a flight like that, it has to have been a big plane, so they have a place somewhere to stick the body. I don't know, maybe that's too crude.
But would they even be legally allowed to do something like that?
No.
I fell down a rabbit hole of threads one time, and it was something about things that flight attendants typically don't talk about or things that flight attendants want you to know. And there was one in there where there are times that somebody just passes away on a flight and they have to just leave them there, and they just look like they're sleeping. And sometimes they'll bring a blanket and put it over their lap to make it kind of look that way, too.
Yeah. My sister, now that you're challenging my memory, I remember my sister telling me a story about something like this happening. She was a flight attendant for 48, 49 years for Northwest and Delta. And it was a flight to, it was either Japan, it was over the Pacific anyway. And so what do you do when the person just dies? And when are you going to, you're over the middle of the ocean. You can't turn around. You can't. You're in the middle. You don't know whether you go forward or backward. So you don't. Usually the rule is you just keep going, unless the person is having a medical and you're over land. Then you land the plane. That's what the rule is. If you're over land and somebody is having a medical, my sister said that she's been through that any number of times. When you have a heart attack, that's usually what happens. One person now, I'm remembering a lot of her stories. One person was choking on an olive. I shouldn't laugh about it. But, you know, they tried the Heimlich maneuver. They tried all kinds of things. And I don't remember whether that was the case. But I remember four or five stories, her telling me four or five stories about people that either just died on the plane or had a problem, you know, eating something, and they tried to fix it and they couldn't, so the person eventually died. You know, but they'll go. You know, she pretty much ran domestic. She didn't like going overseas, so you know, she'd be running from Minneapolis to Cleveland or who knows where, and often, not well, I shouldn't say often, but when it happened, plane right to the ground as fast as possible. Find the nearest airport, get to the ground. That's pretty much what they're told. But, man, you just, I don't know. I wouldn't want to experience it. Thank you very much. But, yeah, it does give you a lot of food for thought about life, doesn't it? Think about it. Think about your life and appreciate it. Do the best you can with your life. 21 after the hour.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A defensive system against the things that would threaten its own health that can even exist inside the womb. So that education process starts very early in the development of that baby's life.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour, happened in place here, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and as celebrity is our focus during this portion of each hour, Jay, social media input from folks as well. We encourage you, no matter what we're talking about, you got something to say, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. People talking, wondering about Ann Heche, how she is physically, but apparently, if she comes out of this, she's going to have a problem because she's been charged with felony DUI, which is different than regular DUI, because when things get so screwed up as they are in this case, crashing her car into a home, so the investigation continues. Because there were people that were injured in all this, right?
So the woman whose house that she went into has suffered some injuries. So that's why now the investigation into what happened is now an investigation for felony DUI following that crash. And yeah. Ann Heche, she remains in critical condition.
Wow. Imagine that, huh? Okay, so Olivia Wilde, you and I were talking about her off the air. She was married to Jason Sudeikis, right? For what?
Sudeikis. I can't recall if they ever got married or not. If they were just one of those like forever fiancéed up, engaged. That's the word.
Oops,
it comes to me eventually.
Hey, right. Not so much anymore.
Well, so then he, when he served her divorce papers, or the process server served her divorce papers, it was during this event, and she was getting.
Why did he initiate the divorce? She was messing around.
She left him for Harry Styles.
Oh.
She started another relationship. So their relationship was just done, and they were going to try to coexist and co-parent and all of that. But after he served her that way, and he says that he didn't realize that was going to happen. He said that she was supposed to be served at her hotel. If they couldn't reach her at the hotel, then it was supposed to be at the airport.
Yeah.
But apparently the process server, something fell through, and they went to that place. But he did make it adamant that it should not be at Harry Styles' house because he didn't know if his kids would be there, and he did not want his kids present. He didn't want it to be at a school or anything where the kids would be present and other students' parents might be present. He said that he made it a point that he did not want her to be embarrassed by this, but it didn't work out, and she doesn't believe him. But anyway, that's just like all of the sources say kind of information.
What a shame. And the children are the victims here.
It is, and they're in the custody battle where he says that the kids' home should be in New York. They both want to raise them together, but the where of it is, and
she's
the judge
in California,
has sided.
He's in New York, right?
Yeah, and the judge has sided with Olivia Wilde that no, the kids' home is in L.A.
Mm-hmm. So what does this do? Never mind the two of them as adults. What does it do to the children to have to experience this sort of thing? And this happens, by the way, it's nothing unique. This sort of thing, this play. Is something that plays out every day all across the country, where people who get involved, they have their egos, they find somebody else they love, they don't want to be with this person, they want to be with that person, but the consequences of having children make that a different reality. If you don't have any children, who cares?
Well, but then being in the public eye, where news media and people are talking about this, the inside scoop, if you will, is being printed. Fortunately, their kids are 5 and 8, so maybe they're too young to see all of that. But eventually, they will read these articles.
Yeah, right. And then what does that do to the psychology?
Their peers will read these articles. I'm sure they'll be teased for things.
Right. Yep. So anyway, I don't know. I used to think Olivia Wilde was kind of cool, but I'm not sure I still think that. And now, just... it's hard, like we were saying earlier, to know what a person is really all about. It's 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. Nissan Versa Sedan and Nissan Murano Crossover have both been recognized with awards in the JD...
Message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
United States Attorney General Merrick Garland from the Department of Defense on Thursday attempted to squash the tidal wave of criticism that the Department of Justice has become a weaponized branch of government, intent on eliminating political opponents.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
Former Attorney General for the state of Florida, Pam Bondi, on Fox News Thursday night.
Well, what's suspect about that? We've now learned that warrant was signed on Friday, but not executed until Monday. So why get the warrant? That doesn't even make sense.
A man armed with a rifle and wearing body armor attacked the FBI's Cincinnati field office before fleeing the scene and being killed in a gun battle with police Thursday. The Associated Press ID'd the man as 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer. No other details were available.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
After years of deceit with no accountability, the FBI was in damage control Thursday. The personal attacks on President Trump for years under a false flag of Russia collusion concocted by the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign is a prime example of a weaponized Department of Justice. The Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, from the Department of Defense.
Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
Pam Bondi on Fox News is the former attorney general for the state of Florida.
They had agents in the water, agents in the air. You may have only seen 30 to 40 there on the ground, but there were hundreds of agents that had to have been weaponized to pull the assault off at Mar-a-Lago that day and that night. Merrick Garland, That's where tax dollars are going to that. Did you see the massive trucks out there lined around? You know why they did that? It was the optics. They thought Donald Trump would look like a common criminal, but it backfired on them. And the American people have seen what they've done, and they are disgusted by this. And he's got a lot more explaining to do.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
So the Kardashians are in the trending column here. First, Khloe and her boyfriend Tristan have a baby.
No, not boyfriends.
Oh, he's
they
married?
They are, yes. No, they, no. They're exes.
Oh, they were exes.
There was this big scandal. So scandalous.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I are here. And so the reality for those of you who for the past hour have maybe heard music or you've heard nothing or something's gone on, I feel it incumbent on me to explain as best I can what it is that has been going on. And it all has to do with technology. For a change, it's not human error. I mean, we've had our problems, and I've been the first to speak about them publicly. We've had our technical issues as we've changed from Radio America to USA and the radio network here. But in this circumstance, because we all are, we've all been kind of silly in the sense, but it's not much you can do about it, and being dependent on one facility to what they call uplink our radio programs. So pretty much every network, with the exception of the iHeart stations, is on a server and on a delivery system that comes out of a huge, we used to call them tower farms, but they're now it's big dishes. They get the feeds from all of the various programs and they send it out. into the air. The technicalities of this, although perhaps a little boring, maybe you'll find this interesting, because it is fascinating, actually, how this all works. I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Jay is in her studio in Cleveland, and we have a facility in Dallas. Our signal comes, it originates from us. Our conversations are going through various connections, and they're all internet-based, to the facility in Dallas, which then runs it through a final processing, and it is sent to what they call a dish farm that's operated by one of the big networks in Denver. And from that, it's sent up to a satellite, which is 23,000 miles above the Earth, and then it comes back down to the individual stations that are carrying the program. So it goes up to the satellite, distributed. The individual stations have receivers. The signal goes into the receiver, and then it goes through their, whatever their connection, their board, their operation, and their studio is. And then it's sent out to a tower, which then sends the signal to your house, to your car, to your office, wherever you get it. And this all takes place in 1/8 of a second. Imagine, just imagine it. All of the things that I just put together that took me 37 seconds to explain, in 1/8 of a second, that all takes place. It's phenomenal when you think about it, but when it doesn't work, it's not too cool. So, so some of you have experienced on the stage, maybe you had nothing, maybe you had music. It depends, because some stations don't have anybody. It depends on the time of day, because this program is an early morning program for some stations. It's a what we call morning drive show for some. It's a mid-morning program, and sometimes later in the day. It's played all around the clock, all around the world, literally. And so when something is a hiccup like had been experienced over the past, I think it was over an hour. So we kept going because who knows who's able to listen. But for the most part, it funnels down to one delivery system. And because I feel like I should tell you stories so that you don't think we're just like everybody else. We've had our issues. We've had our problems with distribution over the past month or so. But I'm gun-shy, actually. I said we were laughing about this earlier. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking, I'm not on the air!
It's like most people have that falling dream in yours.
Right, yeah. Mine is that I can't get to speak to people. It doesn't work. It's not working. What are we doing? Anyway, so I thought I'd tell you that story.
But this is also a good moment to say, too, that if you did miss anything, you can always go to gooddayshow.com and click that listen button. It is a continuous stream until the next live show. So
right.
The show will re-air on the website.
It's there for the asking, for the taking, so you can catch. Because if you didn't hear the last hour, it could have been the best hour that I've ever done on the air. You know? And you didn't get to hear it. Through no fault of ours, not about fault and blame, but if you missed it, what is the old expression that all these cornball radio guys, miss a minute, miss a lot, or something like that. At any rate, that's kind of the story. Here's a touching story about a boy who donated his school supplies to youngsters in kindergarten. 8-year-old boy honoring his late brother who would have started kindergarten this week. His name is Grayson Brooks. He's a third grader. He delivered $350 worth of supplies to the Estes Elementary School in Owensboro, Kentucky. He asked that crayons, markers, writing paper be used by incoming kindergartners because that's the class his brother would have been in. His brother's name was Wyatt.
He doesn't want him to be forgotten. Isn't that just, it's so beautiful, and it's so sad and unfortunate for this family that Wyatt died at 4 months old. He died
SIDS,
from
right?
SIDS.
Yeah.
Yes, and the mom even says that Grayson was such a great big brother even then, and he continues to help keep Wyatt's memory alive. And it was his idea to go get the school supplies and donate them to the class that would have been Wyatt's.
Yeah. God bless him. This is the kind of stuff we want youngsters to be growing up to be human beings, adults, thinking like this, acting like this, being like this. And so hold that kid can hold his head up high. Hold your head high. Here's another kindergartner, but this is a different story about a kindergartner in Louisiana forced out of school because her parents are gay. This is, hello, 2022. Knock, knock. Somebody knock on somebody's door. It's 2022. Hello. Emily and Jeannie Parker said that they learned they needed to find a new home, a new school, for their adopted daughter, Zoe, who's five, because their marriage doesn't adhere to the teachings of the Bible Baptist Academy. And I get it. I understand. The Bible Baptist Academy, the people who are Bible thumpers, they don't like the fact that gay people are married. So I guess I would wonder, and I'm trying to play the devil's advocate here, Jay, a little bit. Why send? You got to know that at the beginning. Not that it's appropriate or good, but you got to know that the Baptist church running a Bible school ain't going to like you and your child if you're gay.
Here's the thing. So the five-year-old was in pre-kindergarten and daycare at this church / school before trying to go into kindergarten. But Emily and Jeannie, Emily is Zoe's biological aunt. Her brother died in a tragic accident, a work accident in 2020. And so they took her in. So Zoe was already at this school, but then upon starting the new school year, 4 days before school was supposed to start, Emily and Jeannie get sat down by the principal and was like, we can't have her here. There's no hate in our heart, but this just doesn't go with what we're teaching, and we just can't allow it. And they
those
even
are just
said
words,
that,
by the way. Those are just
right.
words.
Well, and they've said that, of course, they feel disgusted by the whole thing, but they're happy that it happened because they wouldn't want Zoe to go somewhere where this is going to be something, like this is going to be an issue, and they found a different Christian academy. And there were actually a lot of different religious schools that reached out to them and were like, we would love to have Zoe.
Yep. Yeah. So the whole business about Christianity and being Christian, and I'm a Christian and you're not, so I'm good and you're bad, you know, that's such crap. And the Bible, there's nothing in the Bible. I was quite a student of the Bible when I was, I don't know every passage, I don't know every chapter, I don't know every verse, but I know that I spent a lot of time as a youngster being involved in church activities, being involved in the church, socially, spiritually. I loved going to church, actually. I loved singing in the choirs. It was a wonderful experience because I didn't have a great grounding at home, and I was trying to find myself. What's going on? You know, that's why I found the farm and how that became such an influence in my life. Same thing with church. I found the minister. His name is Dick Duncanson. God, I love that guy. He was a wonderfully basic, simple man who understood and tried to help. His job at the church was to be minister to the younger end of the parish, if you will. And so he managed to make the lessons in the Bible very practical, at least for me, for us. And he would teach us openly about the Bible. And in essence, what his message was, that it is all about love. And God loves us, and these choices that are made by people because they want to believe something different, I challenge anybody to find some sort of, I'm sure somebody can find some obscure passage in the Bible that speaks about same-sex couples, or it's important, I forget, there is something about lying down with someone of the same sex or something. I don't know what it is, but I think the most of what I care to take away from the things that I learned in the Bible was about the goodness, about the love, and about the tolerance, Jesus and turning the other cheek. You know, the Bible is supposed to all be, at least the Old Testament, the New Testament is supposed to all be about Jesus and, you know, what happened as Christianity was formed. The Old Testament is the Old Testament.
Prior to his birth, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. So, the Bible is supposed to teach that every life has value and there's dignity in all of us because we're created in the image of God. And this is actually a statement posted on the school's website. That what I just said, that's exactly what's on the website. And so the Bible teaches us to love everyone and strive to teach the students who attend the same thing, encourage to show love and compassion to everyone. and they already failed that.
How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Faith, hope, and charity. I remember when, I think it was in the third grade when I learned that one. That's the way the Lord, let's see, let me think if I remember. Is it charity? Faith, hope, and charity. That's the way the Lord is teaching me. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
You're going back to Sunday school now.
All right, it's a crazy world. All right, so here's something, and we'll pause for a moment. I want to tell you the story about what happened during the Pirates game. The player's name is Rudolfo Castro, who's involved in this. They were playing, the Pirates were playing the Arizona Diamondbacks, and something very interesting happened. We'll talk about that after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Repeat after me. I, Kevin, take you, Susan.
I, Kevin, take you, Susan.
This is Jamie from Progressive.
Shh, Jamie.
No, it's all right. I can talk. Progressive protects you 24/7, which means you can contact us anytime.
Shh.
I'm getting a loud shh sound, so I'm going to talk louder. What can I help you with today? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Progressive can do that.
Shh.
There's that noise again. Hold on. Let me put you on speaker.
Contact us 24/7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
All right, so Rudolfo Castro, Jay, hits a line drive, center field. I feel like I'm doing the play-by-play. And he's running around to third base, and he slides into third base, and out from his pocket pops his cell phone. You can see this in the video. His cell phone falls out of his pocket in the middle of the game. And so you think about this, I chuckle to myself thinking about it. It just seems, and he's reaching for it. As he grabs the bag, he's reaching for his cell phone. But you got to wonder, are all these guys, I mean, there's probably no rule against it.
At this point, we're all addicted to their cell phones.
Yeah, it's damn phones. And so, but I would think it would be tough to keep in your pocket or have any obstruction in your pocket like that. But anyway, it's just, that's a great story, frankly. 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, America Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. For those of you who listen to the Good Day program, you know that Dr. Ken is an important part of our activities. Whenever there's a health question, we go to Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack, and Ken is here to answer some of the questions that come from various sources. First one has to do with the way one tries to figure out with the loss of smell what that means. I guess it depends on your age as much as anything else, because I know a lot of people, as you do, I'm sure, patients who have come to you and said, I don't smell anything, I can't taste anything, and that was COVID. But if you lose your smell, it may also mean something else, right?
Doug, published this week in Alzheimer's and Dementia Medical Journal, tells us that the future of dementia screening could include a test of a person's sense of smell based on this new publication. It seems, Doug, that the decline in a person's sense of smell could predict their loss of mental function and warn of structural changes in the brain that are important in Alzheimer's disease.
All right. So the smell thing has affected us in many different ways. Now, I see something else. Alzheimer's and dementia are connected. Let's explain for a moment what the connection is. Which came first, dementia or Alzheimer's?
Well, dementia is just the loss of ability to remember and think, and Alzheimer's is a particular type where you see these plaques and tangles that are specific to the brain.
All right. So there's some information that people are questioning about ultra-processed foods and what they do in terms of how risky eating that stuff is for getting dementia. Why would there be a connection between the processing of foods and dementia? That's an interesting, very interesting point and question.
I think this is an important point made this week in the Medical Journal of Neurology. They conclude that eating lots of ultra-processed foods may dramatically increase your risk for dementia, Doug. Ultra-processed foods are high in sugar, fat, and salt, but low in protein and fiber. Here's the list of the common ones that you want to just keep as treats: sodas, salty and sugary snacks and desserts, ice cream, sausage, fried chicken, flavored yogurt, ketchup, mayonnaise, packaged bread, and flavored cereals. All are examples. And why this is so is yet to be really well understood. I think a common denominator here is that these foods do lead to increased inflammation and cholesterol in the circulation. And it seems like all the things you do to keep the circulation in the rest of the body healthy also lowers the risk of getting dementia.
All right. So it's another reason to stay away from processed foods, that's for sure. Then there are other things that lower. So processed foods increase the risk of dementia, but apparently there's a question about lowering the risk of dementia if you are an exerciser, if you're active, if you're moving, which is, I think, the key to, frankly, for me anyway, the key to life is to keep moving. So how does that lower, all that stuff, lower the risk of dementia?
Well, this is an interesting observation published this week in Neurology, and how this data was collected you'll find interesting. But it seems like your daily walk, cleaning the house, and lunch with friends, Doug, could together be keys to staving off dementia. Here's how they did this. Researchers in China combed the data of more than 500,000 British people in the UK Biobank, and they found that household chores, social visits, and exercise were all associated with reduced risk for multiple forms of dementia.
All right. So that, I guess, what is it? The word to the wise is sufficient. Keep your body moving. Keep your head moving. Otherwise, it's doom and gloom, it seems to me. All right. Quick note on the opioid stats that are floating around. People who are using opioids, they mix them with other drugs. How mindless is this? But yet, apparently, this is a big problem, Ken. How big?
Huge problem and only getting worse. It's so distressing. Mom and Dad, when you talk to the kids about not drinking and driving, talk to them about inhaled naloxone. This is the antidote. All the teenagers, all the college kids should know how to use inhaled naloxone.
All right. So that's I can't imagine all the people who are doing this to themselves, what they think is going to happen to themselves. Good God. All right. So there it is, an overview of some of the important questions, medical questions that we've gotten this past week for Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Contact him by dialing 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.